Begin the current daf, Masech the Sukkah daf, Yedigim, begin Lamed Alf, begin test master, begin with the Gemara, Afkusa de Dikla, which we're talking about regarding Igud, B'dei Shemaim, B'dei Shmei Igud, and this is an example of that. Now Tais explains, what is this? It's a Maitzei Dekel. This comes out of the palm tree, Kishu Sumach Likark, when it's close to the ground. It's a Maitzei Dekel and Harbasav, there comes out a lot of these protrusions all around. Now, Ba'avakav Dagidi, and that's a Chiddush, even though they're bound, that they're attached to the branch of the tree together. Kach, Peshakonj, that's what Rashi explains. This is what Afkusa the Dikla is. Now, Tais just clarifies, it says, Ve'inza atzvasa the Dikla, the perkol ashah, gmar psachm nevlam attest. The who, Esav ha-godl sabah dekla, that's also an herb that grows around the palm tree. And the Gemara tells, Ve'yitza by Mishmar, you could fulfill your obligation of mar from that atzvasa the Dikla. Now, Tais says, is not the same thing as Afkusa the Dikla, because even that deklu, as we're explaining over here, because if it's from the tree itself, the Gemara says, with imam matzah, just like matzah has to be minazroim, has to be from seeds, herbs, so too has to be that of the mar. And we just said that this afkus the dikla is from the tree itself. So obviously that's supposed to be something else. It says Taisis, now the efshu dahainu arkabolin. Maybe this atzvasa the dikla is arkabolin. Where the Gemara brings the Sefer and Pasen, Eben of Chavav and Vez, and Farshas and Gemara, the Gemara explains over there. Atzvasa, what is this? It's Cheryusa, Pirsha Makuch. It says, Shusiv HaGadol Savadekel. This is the best that grows around the tree itself. So, Achlamin, you have to say that the Minzeru, like we explained, that it must be, it's a type of Zera. Now, Umiyo, however, Tais has a problem with this. You can't say that you're going to fulfill more with the Siv that grows around the dekel, because the Gemara brings later on the lulav mabeis in ogdim esalul vil b'minay. The halacha of binding a lulav has to be with the same species as the lulav itself. Amar Rav Gemara says and that, but a fellow besiv, just like the lulav, the palm fronds is from a palm tree, you could even use the bast of that. A fellow beikur the dekel, and you could even use the root of the palm tree itself. Nashmam and no deins esiv says obviously that this is the sieve is not an esiv. Eliminat dekel asma. It's we're saying it's part of the tree itself. And obviously, then the inzar kabbalin, that must be that the sieve is not a kabbalin. So it comes out that according to Rashi, atzvasa the dikla nar kabbalin are the types of sieve that grow around the dekel and the types of asiv. According to Taisis, no, atzvasa the dikla nar kabbalin are types of asiv, and therefore can't be sieve, which is from the tree itself. The next test must begin with the Gemara, merir to the agma. Peshbukundris. And we said you could be yaitzim more with the mirror to the agma. Rashi says it's chazar shalagam. It's the lettuce that grows in the swamp, which is one of the types of mar. Says Taisus bevein mash became perikol shah. Gemara pesach naflam tesa meralf. Because I mean the Gemara tells us Rabbi Ashkechel Ravacha bereidero, but have a mechaza merirta. He's going after merirta. Amalei my teitach says, what are you thinking? Why are you specifically looking for merirta? Imishem the merirta if it's because it's more bitter than the rest, and you want to be fulfill really the ideal way. But we learned the Mishnah actually chazeres is from the first one's more ideal. Now, says obviously you see the merirta ain't a chazeres is not lettuce. It must be a different species called merirta. And v'yesh b'menish megal ba'agam. Then there are certain types of those that grow in the swamp. B'shor shalei nikra teya, and its root is called teya. As the Gemara brings a parakel, treifas chol daf nitzas meralf. The my teya, which is said over there that the animal does not become treif if it eats it, is ikra the merirta. It's the root of this merirta, but obviously not the way Rashi says. The next test must begin with the Gemara mishum deshchichan ba'agma. It's really the regular merirta, but the reason it's called merirta agma because just that's where it's found in the swamp. Taisus ki agam the mishani rabba perikel treifas. Rabba similarly says like this in chul naf tzamach beis and beis. Gabi tyrant shal rechava, which they're called. These tyrant are called because of the name of tzutziani, but again it's not a different species. It's just called based on the place itself. These turtle doves. Now the bayinami truth is says Taisus avagav the mishani rechava hasam mishani achrin. Although here and over there in chulin, he actually gives a different answer than rabba. Mekomakom moedel rabba, but must be that he agrees to the concept of rabba. That's why it's called based on the name of its place. It's not considered a shim levai, because the halbe perikos of his benoy, the gemara within the payim and afachulin, machshirin easy the bal the gamizbech. A lot of use the goats of bal the gamizbech. So though the gemara resolves it regarding if it's a behem or a chaya, but what do you mean? It's called the bal. It's not a regular goat. Why isn't it a palm shim levai? Obviously because it's the name of the place, and even the bai would agree to that principle. He just gives different answers over here and in chulin on the samach base. Kishun next test master begins with the gemara b'sholish me'eged. Binding three things together, that's called an egg, that's called a bundle. It says, it's a wonder. Because Masech is always the Gemara, the Mishnah is in Per Gimel Mashmah. It sounds like the Pachas Mechamish Leishmei Eged. Less than five is not called a bundle, because now the Mishnah teaches a Sosh Ishma Isma Torah. If you have 10 people sitting and learning Torah, Shechin Benem, the Divine Presence amongst them, Shalom Hakitzes Basik Lekim Nizab Das Kel, God sits in the assembly of Kel, and Eda is 10. Even five. That his bundle on the earth is established, which Aguda obviously five. Even three people are sitting and learning. Amongst the Elikim, which are the three judges, Yishbad, he'll judge, which that's where God is amongst them. So you see that it's five, not three. But says Tosef Isram the Garsi Ipcha, there are actually certain texts that actually have the opposite Girsa. The Chamisha Navkalam and Bekerev, actually five people we learn that from Bekerev. Why? Mishem the Adas, the Reish, the Krakoy, it's actually going on the beginning of the Pasuk of Adas, which it says, L'kim Nisab Das Kel, which, Dain Chamisha, half of Eda, of 10, is five. That's what Yishpit. So that's Bekerev and L'kim Yishpit. Actually, from that Pasuk we learn that five. Which is from the other pasuk, so it's the opposite. So you see, the three is not good. But since today's prayer comes in the berachas, the above menaf lemashmak, it doesn't sound like this. Because Amar Hasan, the Gemara says, within nine lasers, Shem Espanol Shushchanim Beneim, how do you know within 10 people davening that the divine presence amongst them, like it says, but like Kim Nisim Das Kel, like he wrote the pasuk in Eidus 10. Ubinayin leshleisha sheish b'den shushchim b'neim, how do you know when there's three people sitting in judgment that the divine presence amongst them, like it says, but like Kevin Kamishbud. So you see, the pasuk of Kevin Kamishbud is regarding three, not five. So, but according to the first version, it's good. But then you have the problem about sounds like good is five, not three. So it says v'shema, maybe the avagav de ba'amah chashiv agud v'shleish, like our Gemara says over here. Maybe that even though in general you read agud is three, but high crud of agudos al eretz yisada. So why didn't Mishnah in Ava say it's referring to that of five, not three? No, because lemetukim elachamisha. It could only be explained with five. Mishum dechsev, because says the pasuk av yodi yasta aretz. Also, my hand established the earth. Ubiyad yesh b'chamish etzbois, in the hand has five fingers. So if this pasuk is saying regarding al eretz yisada, that v'agudase must be talking about five. But you're right, in general, aguda could even be three, not five. Kitunek says, Master, begin with the Gemara mitzvah ezav eshleisha kolachem. The mitzvah of the hyssop is three sprags. Now, sister, it says, gabi ezav the parah leksiv aguda. Regarding the hyssop that's used in the paraduma process, there it doesn't say anything about a bundle. Gabi ezav the pesach mitzrayim, but it says by the ezav the pesach mitzrayim. There's three. And how do we know it's three? The inner good of the Shlesha, since it says where it has to be a bundle, and we know it's not less than three. Afkan Shlesha. So to also over here, by the Paraduma, we know it has to have three. Now, but Tais is bothered. Dimas Mishnah Mesech's Para, it's going according to everyone. Now, Rabbanan, they don't hold the Gzeresh of Lekicha Lekicha, as we find regarding Lulav. So that's what's bothering Tais, is why by Ezev do they hold the Gzeresh of it? As Tais said, they don't learn out the halacha of l'kicha l'kicha, because the machshir b'shein oged, they say lulav is valid even if it's not bound, even though it says l'kachdem and says with l'kicha, and there it's a good to hear it's not. Ksavri, but they hold them in ezav, and the ezav was said from one ezav to the other ezav, from Pesach Mitzrayim to that of the Paraduma, because that's the same thing of ezav, not just that it has to have an aguda. Now, but Tais is a wonder. Because the Gzeir Shavah, if it's really Gzeir Shavah, Hakatani said, "V'dach Mishnah Masev Perk Echad Asad the Parah." But that end of that Mishnah, in the end of the 11th Perk Masech the Parah, says, "Lo Egdin Kasher." If you didn't bind it, the hyssop of the Paraduma is going to be kasher. The question is, "Mishnah Melulav the Behuda." Why is there in the Melulav Behuda? The Tanya that we learned in the Brisa, the Gemara brought it. All good kasher, and all good pasul. If it's bound, it's kasher. If it's not bound, it's pasul. And the reason Mishnah the Yol the Kilek Kilek that's Gzeir Shavah. Well, here it's also in Gzeir Shavah. So why is it kasher if it's not bound? And Tosis doesn't answer the question. The next test master begins with the Gemara Behen Shleisha Gevayim. Now, there's these three Klachim, and in them there's three Gevayim. Now, Taisa says, Givel Echel Kal Kalach Bekalach. There's one that's coming out of each one of the Klachim, which in the total is three. Because each Shleisha Kal Kalach Bekalach, because if you think each Kalach has three Gevayim, and if that's the case, Hanya Behuda, the Ketani Sev, which the end of that Mishnah, teacher Behuda Mishal Al Shalish, is three on three, which is three on each one. Obviously, the Rabbanan are saying three in total. So he says, Mishnah Zeh Shnu Be'erch Masech Zepara, which that's where the Seif is brought. Elisha Gemara Katzra, the Gemara is abridged and does not bring that, but therefore it must be, when we say Behen Shalash Gevayel, it must be in total, not in each one. Kitanek says, Master, Ted begins with the Gemara Begudum of Koshu, and its stubs is a manure amount. That's also going to be Kosher. Now, Perkat Chez, the Gemara Menaches, the Avlam Hamad Bey, is the Amri B'nei Rebchia, they say, Gerdum Et Chelis Ksherin. The stubs of the Tzitzis are also Kosher, and Begudum Et Ezeb Ksherin. Also, the stubs of the Ezev are kosher. So Tais bothered. He says, "What do you mean?" He says, "Agav Techelis Nakar Ezev." It's only parenthetical Techelis that they brought an Ezev because they're Gedumei Ezev Tenena. The Mishnah Mesech Zepara. like we're bringing over here, that the Gardumi Aveza, we already know. So it's just brought Agav, because we know it from Mishnah. We don't need the sons of Rechiah. Or Inami, or another Parshat Tzitzit, Mishnah Ezev de Mitzayr Yitzchak. There's another place in the Torah that talks about Ezev, that of Mitzayr, which that's not taught in the Mishnah, and that's what the Bnei Rechiah had to tell you, that the Gardumi of that Ezev is also going to be Kasher.